You say, "Oh, I'll give this woman my commitment, even though no one's done this before. She's had X number X boyfriends, or she's been ran through this many times, and no one else has taken this deal." You don't stop and ask yourself, "Wait a minute, why is nobody else taking this deal?" Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends. We need to have a very important discussion. Gentlemen, come in here for a second. We need to have a discussion. Ladies, you're all gonna have to go outside, because this is a chat for the gentlemen. Gentlemen, you know, reality is very disappointing. Anybody who's seen the Infinity War saga, the end of it, when Thanos grabs the Reality Stone, he says that reality is often disappointing. And then he steps out from behind the mist and he says, "But now reality can be whatever I want." So many people have that same mentality. They want to come out here and they want to say, "Oh, well, reality's like this because I said it," or "Reality's like this because this is what it should be. Reality's like this because, you know, ideally it would be this, or it should be this, or I want it to be X, Y, and Z." And gentlemen, we need to really have a conversation about fantasy and reality, but we'll have that exact discussion later. Instead, what I'm going to talk about is this unfortunate reality of women are naturally cheaters, by the way. Oh, I know you don't like to hear that, and any woman who didn't take my advice and didn't leave the building, oh, I know they're mad. That's okay. You can be mad. Because guess what? Emotions don't play a factor in what I just said. Oh, I know you don't want it to be true. I know you don't like what you just heard. I know you don't like it, but that has a zero bearing on reality. And my friends, we as men, we have to adapt to this unfortunate reality. And the thing is, we're not told this information by parents, church, mentors. We're not told these things by, you know, public school indoctrination camp. We're not told this by people in our lives who are supposed to teach us the ways of the world, how to navigate it, how to win, how not to lose. But yet, they fail to mention the very fundamental natures of women and the fundamental natures of men. They fail to teach us about human dynamics because it's often very uncomfortable. It's often uncouth. It's not something that you really like to talk about. But gentlemen, if you think that your girl is your girl and she ain't never gonna be anybody else's girl, sorry man, statistically speaking, you're wrong. And statistically speaking, women cheat about the same as men, even, and that's just on when people admit to it. Can you imagine how high the numbers are when they don't admit to it? Because it's much higher than that, by the way. If you ever watch these goofy YouTube videos about dudes going up and talking to women and asking them their opinions, women are not going to tell you the truth. They don't stand to benefit by telling you the truth. Number one, you're gonna liable to judge them and they know it. Number two, it gives away their strategy and you're liable to catch on. And number three, they stand to gain by lying to you. Because if they lie, then they say, "Oh, well, he might be another beta male orbiter who's gonna go around me and who's gonna give me attention for free, and I don't have to give him anything except maybe a couple breadcrumbs here and along the way." My friends, I realize this is a very uncomfortable thing to come to grips with. Trust me, I had my own journey. And I'm still on it every day. But my friends, I don't say this to make you harbor any animosity towards anybody. I say this so that you can log this in the back of your brain. If you want to test this theory, by all means, you go out there, you put this to the test, and you come back and you tell me the results. I'd love to hear it. You think people just go through marriages and they go 1 month, 2 month, 3 month, 1 year without having any kind of intimacy and no one's getting anything or no one's cheating? Oh, you're cute. That's very adorable. Plus, gentlemen, we need to also realize something. Sex for us is not the same thing as it is for them. For us, we have to actually be somebody, offer something, contribute something. We have to be at a certain level to even qualify to receive this. Women, they can go up to the first guy they see on the street and he'll clap those cheeks easily. He won't think twice about it. His pants will be down, halfway down, pause. before she even finishes the sentence. He'll be ready to go. But yet you think that it's not easy for them. That's why women don't like it when guys like me and guys on this side of the internet shame them for body count. I don't shame women for body count as much. I used to back in the day. I don't anymore. Why? Because I've matured. And I say, wait a minute. What does that actually do for me? Answer, nothing. Accepting the realities of it is different than getting mad. Everybody goes through phases of grief. Whether it's you lose a family member, you lose a friend, or you lose your worldview. All of these things are losses. And it takes a grieving process to get through them, and a grieving process to remove them and replace it with something new. And the problem with a lot of people is they get mad about these uncomfortable realities. When their fantasy bubble is burst, and they say, wait a minute, you mean to tell me that women are not sugar, spice, and everything nice? They don't just, you know, exude this goddess energy and they're not all good? No, nobody's all good. Name me one human who's all good. I haven't met them. But yet women are people just like you, and yet you think that they're somehow have the moral high ground. No. It's all alive, dude, and you have to accept this to move forward. You can feel free to tell me I'm wrong. Go ahead. Go ahead. Try it for yourself. I encourage you to do it, because guess what? Y'all found out what I found out. That it's unfortunately true. And so what do? You can get mad. You can be sad. You can lash out. I wouldn't encourage you to do that. What you should do is accept it and say, you know what? This is why I don't want to get married. This is why marriage doesn't really work anymore, because there's no security measures in place. This is why I'm going to go my own way. This is why I'm going to blaze my own trail. I'm going to evaluate my options based on the reality that I see, that women naturally cheat and that we have to adapt to this. And then we can make appropriate action. We can then take appropriate responses. And I'll get into the whole fantasy versus reality thing another time. But I really wanted to highlight this around relationships, because I've said this numerous times. Relationships are the most important decision you will make in your life. But yet, so many people get into them so casually. They're like, oh, it's whatever, my commitment's not valuable. That's what you say involuntarily. You don't say that out loud the way I did. You do it with your actions. You say, oh, I'll give this woman my commitment, even though no one's done this before. She's had X number of ex-boyfriends, or she's been ran through this many times, and no one else has taken this deal. You don't stop and ask yourself, wait a minute, why is nobody else taking this deal? Because if it was so good, I guarantee you somebody would have taken it already, but guess what? Nobody has. But yet you think that it's a good deal. It's not. There's no need for it anymore. And I know that people want to bring in the morality and whatnot. No, this is not what we do over here. We don't bring morality in the conversation and say, well, what you should do, Austin, is this, or what I think is right. And I don't care about any of that. We're talking about reality here. Save the shoulda, woulda, coulda for somebody else's channel. This is not what we're talking about here. We deal in reality. We deal in hard facts. Now, you can take the baseline of reality and say that I would like to do something in the best of my ability to change it. Okay, that's your choice. But do not say that what I'm saying or anybody else on the side of the internet is saying and say that it's fantasy. Okay, if it's fantasy, then present your argument. Show me your receipts. Because I got multiple stacks of receipts. I got one of those, you ever see those like little things in a restaurant where like you jam the receipts through them and they stack up like stacks of cash? Yeah, I have that level of receipts for what we talk about over here on this channel. My friends, women are naturally cheaters, and that's not meant to make you dislike them. It's meant to have you understand the game. Because once you understand the game, you then can play it on your terms. You can engage where you want to engage and disengage where you want to disengage. These are important decisions you will make throughout your life. And you used to make them on autopilot, but now you can decide to make them consciously and therefore retake control of your life so things don't just seem to happen to you. Now, those days will be gone. Instead, you made a conscious choice, and in doing so, you get to reap the rewards, and if you make a mistake, you can then learn from that mistake and move forward and accept the accountability, which will also give you power. My friends, this is very important, and we'll continue to discuss this as the days, months, and years progress. But I want to you to understand what is unfortunately real, is that women are naturally cheaters, and men have to adapt accordingly to survive in this dating marketplace if you even want to engage in it at all. My friends, take care of yourselves. I encourage you to share your thoughts, comments down below. Even if you disagree, I'm happy to hear it. My friends, think for yourself, do your own research. All of these are very important. Don't have to take my word on anything, because I don't just say things in a vacuum. I say them because they are backed up. And if you want to see the receipts, go and find them. And if I really need to do it, I can present them on the show. My friends, you take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.